The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned into Friday's edition of the podcast, where we have racing at Catterick, Chepstow and Lingfield. There's also an evening meeting at Wolverhampton and across the RSC, of course, from Dundalk. So plenty to go at on Friday. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me today is Chris Pimlott to take a look at some of the action. How are you, Chris? You well?
Yeah, very good afternoon, Sam. Yeah, all well. A little bit chilly, a little bit wintry-fied, that's for sure, but the good news is the show goes on today. Might be a little bit different on Friday, mightn't it, with inspection at Catterick?
Yeah, that's right, Catterick inspecting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So fingers crossed that that stays on. Have you managed to avoid the snow thus far?
Thus far, yeah. We've no snow in the God's own country, North Yorkshire. But again, that can all change if the forecast is anything like right.
Yeah, absolutely. And the sun's just popped out, which is good to see. We'll start with the news then before we move on to some of Friday's action. Front page of the paper this morning, Nicky Henderson talking up the chances of Blue Fashion for the World Hurdle. Obviously, has been second to the likes of More of That and Fahim before. What sort of chance would you give it in the World Hurdle?
Well, certainly if Mr. Henderson is hyping him up, then that would be plenty good enough for me. He's obviously a very nice horse. Trip's going to suit him, the ground's going to suit him, and you know, he seems very upbeat about him. So he's chased on two real good ones since he's come over the channel, and he's an interesting recruit for us, and definitely feel that he's going to be a big player. And at this moment in time, he's value, I think, for the World Hurdle, that is for sure. But again, whether that's gone out the window since the upbeat bulletin from Henderson.
Always worth, do you think, paying attention when he's talking at the light? Is he one of those trainers that you really do listen to when he's talking up the backs of the horse?
Well, he doesn't seem to call his geese swans, does he? That's for sure. So certainly, if he's glowing reports for them, then you've got to take that on board, definitely.
OK, elsewhere then, in the news, news broke yesterday that Paul Nicholls won't run Grand National Hope Union Easter at the National Trial at Haydock. He's going to run him in the Denman Chase at Newbury instead. Is that the right decision rather than go to Haydock and just concede lumps of weight to the field?
Yeah, more than likely is a good decision. And the ground at Haydock's been very heavy of late, hasn't it? So, you know, it's going to be a fair old slog for him. He seems to be protect him a little bit, doesn't he, as well, regarding the National. He's not actually sure whether he's going to run him. He's waiting for the weights and to see what one or two of the others are doing. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see which route he takes with him, but he definitely feel that he is actually trying to protect Union East to get him to the National nice and fresh, ready to rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, it certainly seems like the right decision. That's about it for the news, really. I mean, it always tends to be this way pre-Cheltenham, but not a great deal going on.
No, right now, not a great deal. And like I say, you know, a lot of the major players for Cheltenham now are wrapped up in cotton wool,
and they'll be getting
their daily routine done, and trainers will be sighing relief every time they come in, and there's no little niggles, no little bumps and bangs, little cuts, and you know, it's a simmering period now, isn't it?
Yeah,
simmering
right.
period.
Yeah, absolutely. Right then, we'll move on to some of Friday's action. We've picked out three of the races on Friday, two from Chepstow and one from Lingfield Park. We'll start at Chepstow with the 220. This one is a novice's hurdle, run over 3 miles, a class 4 contest with 7 of them lining up to contest this. Any standout performers here, Chris?
Well, I just thought, you know, first of all, it's going to be very, very soft at Chepstow tomorrow. Soft, stroke heavy in places. So you're certainly going to need something that stays the trip there tomorrow and certainly handles the ground. I suppose Wick Hill's interesting, the 11-year-old, reverting to hurdles. He carries the colours of JP McManus. And again, he's just not really fired of late. I know he won the time before last, but he wasn't overly flattered when he was in that 4-mile-1 race at Uttoxeter the last time we saw him, when he was 42 lengths behind Gullanes. But going back to hurdles might just rejuvenate him, might just give him a little bit of a chance as well. And again, they're more than likely planning another little route for this fella. So he's certainly interested in his Wickhill, as I say, despite him dropping back over to hurdles. I suppose Makarai N is the interesting one, his stable companion, or should I say the John Joe O'Neill runner. Again, doesn't see Dickie Johnson riding too much for John Joe Deere. Yeah, so that's sort of an interesting jockey booking, that is for sure. And this horse ran really well in defeat last time we saw him, just three parts of a length behind the Turred Man. That was at Sutherland, a 3-mile novice's hurdle. So this trip's going to suit him tomorrow. I think the stamina issue will come in, and he's certainly a player for me, that is for sure. But I think the top one could be the answer to this conundrum, and that's in Dalgani Demon, who absolutely bombed out last time out at Huntingdon when he was a 1-6 shot, and he got beaten by Candide on that occasion. So slight concern that he got beaten on that case. Prior to that, his run was good, and that's why he was sent off such a short price favourite the next time out. So if we can forgive him that run,
yeah,
I think he can bounce back to form tomorrow afternoon. So Dalgani Demon it is for me in that 2.20 at Chepstow.
OK, fair enough. Dalgani Demon. In that one, hopefully he can go off at a bigger price than when we last saw him. Next up then, another one at Chepstow. This one is the 405. A handicap chase ran over 3 miles, class 4 contest, with 6 of them contesting this one. And they're all no strangers to winning at this trip. 5 of the 6 have done so before. Who gets the selection here?
Yeah, again, this is real stamina testing stuff, isn't it? 3-mile handicap chase. I'm going to go here with the John Joe O'Neill horse, Favoured Nation. Often runs well fresh. He's had a bit of a break since we last saw him run at Uttoxeter in a 3-mile handicap chase there. And I think he'll bounce back to form. John's horse not firing all on cylinders. I think he's had about 6 or 7 winners from about 30-odd runners this January. So although he's not flying, he's slightly out of the doldrums from what he was in December. But I just think the break is the key to this fella. He always seems to run well fresh, and hopefully he can bounce back to form tomorrow afternoon. But it's competitive enough, that's for sure. But Master Nero, Lockader, all disappointed last time out, so you'd have to think that they've got to, you know, come back to some sort of form. And four of a kind, who more than likely looks like he's going to start second favourite. You know, he won't mind the ground because it was heavy when he ran last time out, but he did finish tired on that occasion. So again, he's a few little things to answer as well. So question marks about many of them, but I think Favourite Nation should get the job done.
Okay, Favourite Nation, the one in that one then, in the 4:05 at Chepstow. Final race of our podcast then takes us to Lingfield for some all-weather action. This one is a handicap over 1.2 miles. Class 4 contest with just the four of them lining up here, but it's a decent looking quartet.
Oh God, blimey, it's a cracking little race, that is for sure. Only four of them go to post, but you could make a case for all four of them, that's for sure. Prince of Paris, he steps up in trip tomorrow afternoon. He's £8 higher since he won in December here, so he's got a little bit of a mountain to climb, but again, been in good form of late. Steady Major, he ran well enough in defeat last time out. That was at Lingfield over 1.2 miles, as is the trip tomorrow. And he was just a little bit slow to go on that occasion. And he was just playing catch-up all the time. Didn't quite get to Peterhouse on that occasion. But again, there could be more to come from him. Mowerwidge is interesting. Charlie Appleby can just do no wrong at the moment, can he? He's the king of the artificial surface at this moment in time. And again, he does seem to be giving these claimers a chance. Kevin Stott, Ali Rollinson, Shane Gray, they all seem to be getting a little bit of a bite of the cherry while the big boys are over in Dubai.
Yeah.
And this Mowerwidge, he did run well in defeat at Lingfield in a maiden last time out. And I think he could step up his game a little bit tomorrow. And the other horse is Offshore. Well, again, Offshore finished second last time out. That was at Suddle over 1.3 miles. Whether this surface will suit him a little bit better tomorrow remains to be seen. But he definitely is in good form, and there could be a bit more to come from him. So four of them go to post. For me, you couldn't throw a hanky over them, but I think I'm just going to side with the Jamie Spencer ridden Steady Major.
Okay, then Steady Major in that one then for Chris. You just mind us, please, of your three best bets for Friday's racing.
Yeah, we're going to Wales for Chepstow, and in their 2.20 race I'm going to take a chance with Dalgany Demon. And in the 3 mile handicap chase, going with a John Joe O'Neill trained runner in the shape of Favoured Nation. And back on the flat, on the artificial surface at Lingfield at 3:10. Going to go for Steady Major.
Fantastic stuff. And there we are, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. And do join us from 12:50 p.m. on Racing Radio on Friday afternoon, where we'll have Darren Owen, Andy Holding and James Millman in the studio for all of the action at Lingfield, Chepstow, fingers crossed, Catterick. There's the evening action as well on the all-weather from Wolverhampton and across the Irish Sea at Dundalk as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Chris, and good luck with those selections on Friday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.